Blog Talk Radio.
Show a difference between a dog and a
Master, Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, I get scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore. Don't use Saint Laurent anymore. Yeah, nah, nah, let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. And they say I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a frog. Housing all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I compare Mike and Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine and nine. Y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head. Nigga Jimmy, headshot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city, killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
Think what is style. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we'd bow our head.
Oh, but I know that we did not. Oh, yes, he did.
Jelly.
God is great. No, God, they just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, Goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, Goo?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope Crib? count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and Rock Boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now in the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on the turnpike, really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him. As a favor, cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hold big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
Yeah. Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down, I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just fit to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
they trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I would make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life,
they
be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spy rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit I might got killed. Standing so tall they think I might got stilts. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will.
96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know them Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loaf, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustle seem to rush? Las Vegas, strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punk. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Yo, what's good? What's poppin' with y'all? I almost forgot I was doing the show. I'm about to zone out and keep going. Some more music on y'all. But I literally was having a thought, which is why I was a little bit distracted. Because I was saying to myself, I had watched this old clip of some show, and I just happened to jump to this section. And the section was crazy, like the way bro was spitting. So I kind of fell into a little zone where I thought he was talking to me directly. He wasn't talking to me, but just where I landed, the energy, all that. So I was about to respond, but I caught myself. What's good with y'all? I needed a couple more minutes, obviously, because I ain't know what I was going to talk about today. I know we talked a lot over the last couple of weeks of this whole idea that DC's been really been managed from as long as we can remember. people might be a little bit confused as to hold on one second. Yeah, my bad. Some people might be confused as to why that stuff is important, but I can't seem to emphasize it enough. We need to start a campaign of how we're going to do things differently in the next 9 to 10 months. And that campaign really needs to start now. Because we get it. We completely get it. We've been around the block. We spun a few ears. We got some insight. We definitely have made some observations. And all of the conclusions lead us to believe that people aren't here for the right reasons. This idea of being woke and being so-called free is to each his own, I guess, right? There's no synergetic energy surrounding that. It's just whatever this one feels like, whatever the next one feels like. And everybody just fall in line, which is cool. That's a prerogative. But we're going to have to switch some things up because y'all not getting it. You know, I could be real candid and transparent even to discuss some of our findings, some of our conclusions, if you will. And it would surprise some of y'all, but not all of y'all, right? I think we're going to take charge of IG and our page, and we're going to do it a little bit different. We got to make some changes. And I'm saying all of that to say we're still not for everybody. We get that. Everybody needing about freedom. You know, we look at the folks that are killing it in the consumer stuff, however they're doing it, whatever they're doing. You know, whatever their strategy is what I'm talking about. And they're executing and creating a wave of what they consider to be success. And I caution everybody, you know, you're successful until you're challenged. And a lot of people fail to realize that the challenge has to come, will come, and must come. So when it does, then we can talk about what's your strategy for dealing with that issue. In the meantime, enjoy yourself. You know, and that's no hate. On the other side of the fence, we got people killing it with trust and things of that nature. And, you know, I'm a supporter for the cause of, like, getting on the right path and clearing up the misinformation. So, you know, there's some observations there. But nonetheless, you got people that are saying that, you know, things have worked for them and they've been successful. Same claim. You're successful until you're challenged. You know, what else is there? You got people doing all type of remittance or whatever the case may be. And I, like I said, you don't need successful until you're challenged. Now, on the other side of the fence, for those that are competent to challenges, I'm ecstatic for you. Because you got to be. Remember, this whole thing about being private is not about how much bags you can gather up and say you're holding on to. Because when they're ready, they're just going to get it. Mm-hmm. It's about, do you have the ability to manage your affairs independently of everything and everyone and privately? Meaning, like, you're in control. You're the final say-so. But, you know, y'all will be in for, I guess, for lack of a better term, a great opportunity to exercise these skill sets of y'all. So y'all know they're coming down with part two of what they consider to be a different strand of whatever the hell they claim was going on a couple of years ago. So they're making changes come this month. Next month, I mean, going into next year and all of these things in full wave blown. You know, you got to stay in your crib or you got to do this and the fifth again. Now, in the past, I had talked about the fact that, you know, those things can be addressed, need to be addressed. My experience wasn't like everybody else's experience, but I get it. You know, the majority is going to adjust accordingly because they don't know no better or they can't do no better or they're waiting on somebody to show them. So, good luck with that. Good luck with all of that. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have the name change webinar, or maybe a week and a half, I should say. I look forward to those that are signing up and will sign up and will be a part of. Let's get it popping. I'm still talking about foundational things. No need to jump ahead into anything that builds on something else because people aren't gravitating or getting the foundation. Now, that name that we've been talking about for so many weeks that's been registered, we know what registrations are, we know what the registrants are, we know who registers. And at the end of the day, we know the classification of that property, that receipt, if you will, and the fact that it permanently belongs to those that issued it, hence why you got to submit your XYZ to go get one. So if you look at the YouTube videos, we went over all of these things. I think the first video we did on YouTube was about the name change, but people probably all missed that, right? But it's the first video we snuck in there because it's that important. In any instance, most people missed it. They just blew right past it. And that's why I know y'all not ready for certain information. So the gimmick is out there, and y'all keep falling for it. And I wish y'all the best with it. You get what I'm saying? So hopefully y'all can dig y'all way in and dig y'all way out. You get what I'm saying? So more power to you. What I want to chop up today, I ain't got much to chop up today. I'll be honest with y'all. I had some great experiences. I could talk about those. So I had a couple consultations, you know, dealing with for lack of a better term, pending passing of like a loved one, and how they're looking to manage that and what they have in place versus what they need to have in place. And I will say, I talked with somebody who, this is a different individual, this is a different consultation. They had a loved one that they lost, and I couldn't even tell. It was 2 days prior to my consultation with them, so it was that Tuesday. So they passed, and be honest with you, it was like, you couldn't tell. That person wasn't weighing down nothing. So I kind of asked them, I said, yo, why are you so, like, why are you so free? Like, why are you so, like, content? You know, he was just like, man, you know, shortly before, you know, what transpired with a loved one, they were able to get the wills done, the trust done, and all these different things put in place. And it was so timely for them because it was so close in terms of getting those things organized and put together. And then for the actual passing, you know, it was so close. And they got through it, right? Barely by the skin of their teeth, if you will. But nonetheless, that person was so ecstatic because they had all their things in place. So they were considering making a potential move of one of their properties. So we were discussing that. And then I kind of just wanted to dig a little bit more as to, you know, how jolly this person was, how not happy, but like, you know, how alive they were in the midst of what would be catastrophic for a lot of us. But I'd be remiss if I didn't share it. So it's like they were saying, you know, that they were so thankful that these things were in place because it gave them the leverage that they needed to adjust their assets accordingly. You get what I'm saying? The property where we were at that point, another property where, you get what I'm saying, where somebody else is at, you know, these different assets, right? They're able to juggle all of these things. There's a little bit of misinterpretation, though, is everybody, let me say this specifically to Florida law. So that's my interpretation behind it. So, but they were ecstatic because they were saying, man, they don't have to go through probate. And rightfully so. You get what I'm saying? What's already secured and separated and set apart from cannot now be entangled in any type of claims that are so-called outstanding, right, for credits or whatever, debts, whatever, right, from creditors or on behalf of creditors. So the good thing was that whatever major assets that they were aware of, that they were in control of, that they owned, that they wanted to pass on, they were able to move that and give it administration through the trust. And then the things that are not, you know, addressed until someone actually expires or whatever the case may be, those are the things that now come into play. So they were saying that, you know, they don't have to go through probate. And I was actually providing some clarification and some truth in the matter. And the fact of the matter is that that's not true. So whether you live or you die, right, meaning like you live and you died with a will, or you live and you died without a will, it doesn't matter. Will or no will, there is a call for proving the will. And I think that's probably what confuses everyone, is that they think that when you talk about the will, and actually we can go into that, when you talk about the will, there's confusion as to whether or not it has to be proved or not. Let me pull it up. So let's see. So it's the best chapter. Shucks. Let's see. Probate. Okay. A lot of shit. All right. Probate. Let's go into that section real quick. Let's see what they say here. Okay. These are their probate rules. Okay. Let's see what they say for definitions. Hold on. Alright. Y'all know me. The first thing y'all gotta do before you get into all these codes, and again, these are a guideline of rules, codes, regulations that govern. If y'all were following the last few weeks' show, I know y'all don't get it, but I'll put it all together because I always can't. But that govern those that are part of that entity or that system. Consider it like, if you would, like policies and procedures for a job, if you ever had a job or job experience. But consider it a manual of regulations of sorts for your conduct and your behavior. Those are the type of terms they like to throw around out in the public, right? So you got to understand that when you're trying to study and learn about how they're supposed to function, this is why you get into some of these. But the amazing thing is that a lot of us don't like showing you that these are, one, not laws. These are just, what you will, these are just, like I said, rules, manual stuff, right? But the actual laws would go further into more detail than what these things provide. So they always work these things to their benefit. So let's take a look. Authenticated. Authenticated. This is in their definition on the probate. So when something is authenticated, they said, when referring to copies of documents or judicial proceedings. So we're talking about copies of documents. So what's a copy? You got a copy of your birth certificate. So it's a copy of the actual original, right? You don't have the original. You can't have the original. Majority of these entities have these originals on microfilm. So you'll never have, never can be, never will be the owner. Can't be. Even when it's just in due course and all this, you have an equitable claim. That's all you have. But neither here nor there. Authenticated. When referring to copies of documents, right? Or you can have what they consider to be what is it called? Case findings or case reports, right? So that's the judicial proceedings. So the results of a case or the summary of a case or legislature that has been passed or laws that have been passed, like constitutions. You can get a certified copy or authenticated copy, or you can get a certified copy and authenticated, right? but majority of these things are going to come already set up to demonstrate, if you get the right copies, that they are already official copies. So in general, they're just saying authenticated means when referring to copies of documents or judicial proceedings required to be filed with the court under this code, means a certified copy, listen, or a copy authenticated according to the federal rules of civil procedure. So if you want to know what authenticated means, go into federal rules of civil procedure. Y'all be thinking that they make this shit easy for you. They don't. All right. Beneficiary in this means heir at law in an intestate estate and a devisee in a testate estate. Now, why do I even stress to go through things like this? Because at the end of the day, their languages are going to teach you how to structure your document, so to speak, right? So when you have something that's intestate, they call them an heir. That's my heir. But you know what's funny to me, and this shit is true, like think about what I'm about to say. Like, you know how many paperwork I've seen where people call themselves, they say, no, we're not beneficiaries because y'all use beneficiary, y'all got a signature for beneficiary, y'all are full of shit beneficiary, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are just killing me with this shit. So people be trying to break this shit down like it's something new that y'all are doing, right? So they come, they like, yo, first name, what y'all do? A hyphen, or a dash, or whatever, right? Then middle name, and y'all do some, like, some colon type shit, space, last name, and whatever else y'all fuck do with that shit, right? And y'all claim that that's the beneficiary signature. I ain't never seen a little shit. Right? A whole crock of shit. Y'all kill me with that shit. But what the fuck do I know? In any instance, beneficiary has two terms. So some people deviated from using the objective term of beneficiary, which in this instance encompasses either the heirs or the fucking devisees, right? One or the other. But majority of y'all deviate from considering yourself under the two umbrellas to just being under one. And which one do you choose? The one that doesn't die with a fucking will. You know, the whole reason I got back talking about all of this shit again is from just looking at some bullshit-ass document. And it's not bullshit because there's remedy in it. It helped me, right? So, but it was the work, right? So I come across a law the other day, and I told y'all, I said I posted it, this was the reaction, I read it, this was the reaction, and I was telling y'all I was doing experiments, the whole shebang. Y'all don't know how powerful that fucking little fucking script that I pulled out, how powerful that is. Y'all don't get it. And because I don't choose to sit down and hold your hand and say, look, come here, son, come here, guy. Let me tell you how this shit go. Y'all get frustrated with me. But all I do is lead you to the shit that they put in black and white. And I explain it to you, but you don't want to listen. So let me not bleed your ears off. So beneficiary means heir at law and intestate estate. So there's an estate that exists even though somebody dies without a will. That's what intestate means. And then a devisee, so that would be the language when something is left behind, it's been devised to the testator's beneficiary, right? So, or the devisee. So, in a testator state, so that's the one that dies with a will. So, when I was clarifying that you have to go through fucking probate if there is a will or no will, is because there is an estate that exists. They don't give a fuck about whether you know it exists or you don't. They don't give a fuck if you claim it or you don't. One way or another, they got their rules in place to regulate how they're going to attack these estates. Have y'all ever wondered? It's like people be like, yo, you don't have a TDA account. And all of a sudden, there's a wave of everybody opening up TDA accounts. No pressure. Far be it for me. I'm not looking at how they're doing it. That's not my fucking business. But they're doing it. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, well, everybody had a TDA account. Everybody got a kiss. Everybody got this. Everybody got that. These things exist. But the way in which we address these issues don't all have to look the same. And that's where you copycats come into play. But in any instance, the term beneficiary does not apply to an heir at law or a devisee after that person's interest in the estate has been satisfied. So you're not a beneficiary after they pay you off, all right? Simple. They get into a case. In the case of a devise to an existing trust or trustee, so now trust can inherit property, trustees can inherit property, and they can be considered beneficiaries. Or to a trust or trustee described by will, the trustee is a beneficiary of the estate. Who is the beneficiary? Who is the beneficiary, regardless of whether it's the trust or the trustee? Because only the trustee can operate the trust. Y'all get it? Pay attention. All right. Except as otherwise provided in this subsection, the beneficiary of the trust is not a beneficiary of the estate of which that trust or the trustee or that trust is a beneficiary. However, if each trustee is also a personal representative of the estate, each qualified beneficiary of the trust as defined in this section shall be regarded as beneficiary of the estate. All right, so they go into more description. Go back and read that again. Child means. Child includes a person entitled to take as a child under this code by intestate succession from the parent who relationship is involved, and exclude any person who is only a stepchild, foster child, grandchild, or a more remote descendant. Intestate succession is crazy, but they don't honor it. That's just all I'm going to say on it. Claim. Claim means a liability of the decedent. Ooh, now we get into some fucking terms. I always perk up when I see that shit. All right, y'all got to see. They break this shit down. This is why I try to tell y'all. People are crazy to me in terms of how they see these things and how they want to project it to y'all. So you got a claim means a liability of the decedent, whether arising in contract, tort, or otherwise, and funeral expenses. That's what the claims are. So who makes those claims? The so-called creditors. So the term does not include an expense of the administration or estate or inheritance or succession or other death taxes. So it doesn't include that. You can't claim that shit. Clerk means clerk or deputy clerk of the court. I challenge that. That's all I'm gonna say. Collateral heir means an heir who is related to the decedent. Ooh. Through a common ancestor, but who is not an ancestor or descendant of the decedent. Mm-mm-mm. So, decedent, they say decedent is a dead man. Descendant is the one that is an offspring from the lineage of the dead man. I gave y'all some great resources. Dictionaries and stuff. I might want to go check out some terms. All right. Court means the second court here. Curator means a person appointed by the court to take charge of the estate of a decedent until letters are issued. All right, let me just pause right there because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. By the way, this is my first time reading through these motherfucking definitions, but I know I've been here before to pull out one or two or maybe three, right? But this is my first time just going authenticated, going straight through, right? Hopefully I get through a lot of it, but I'm not going to finish it. But curator is not a term that majority of us would actually say we know. When we think of curators, we think of, like, museums, right? They got a museum curator. Well, this is the same thing. The museum is the estate. So they got a curator who is appointed. Now, my dumb ass don't know shit, but people always want to tell me shit. Curator means the person appointed by the court. The person appointed by the court to take charge of the estate of a dead man. They call the decedent a dead man, right? Which none of that's correct. So let's break that down. How can they take charge of something if the person died with a will? We can get it if the person didn't die with a will. That's because your will has to be proved. Someone can write a will, and the law, because it's an interpretation of words, write that down. Law is an interpretation of words. When you present the will to be proved, can be proved to either be unfavorable or to be invalid. Not to say the entire document becomes invalid, depending on the language that is included in the document. See, majority of y'all get frustrated with me like, why don't you give us a template? Because, silly Billy, you have to learn how to articulate what it is that you want and how you want it. You can't just keep following how people say shit because you don't even know what they're saying. So let me break this down further. The court appoints somebody until the court issues the letters. Now, what letters are they talking about? They're going to say it later on, but it's a letter testamentary. That's when you die with a will. And a letter of administration. That's when you die without a will. So let me help y'all. A lot of y'all go and y'all say, I'm going to set up my estate. Help you, help you, help you. I'm going to help you. So you go online, you say, I'm going to get my EIN. And then you go on the IRS website and you do all this shit and you don't even know what you do. So when you're going through it, then you select that, you know, they give you a position. I think they give you three. The trustee, the executor, and the motherfucking administrator. And majority of people are like, yo, you can choose anyone. Now, let's think about it. The document that you fill out online gives you three options. Why the fuck would they give you three options? If there's only one person that can do it, why would they give you three options? They give you trustee, because that only applies to a trust. It doesn't have any fucking thing to do with an estate. Yes, you can use that same form and get a trust number, because you only get one estate. Now, the other two is either an executor or an administrator. So you have a letter testamentary who identifies the executor or executrix, excuse me, ladies, or you get a letter of administration where the curator may be permanent. Why? Because they're appointed by the court. So a letter of administration means that no one, not an heir, not a beneficiary, not a devisee, gets to administer that estate. Do y'all comprehend why you need to sit and spend some time going through this? And I'm doing this off the fucking top, y'all. I'm reading these things and kicking it back to you, right? So they do take charge of the dead man's estate, supposedly. But I guarantee you the term decedent doesn't mean dead man. It means the nigga who did not take the time to set up his motherfucking estate properly. I no disrespect to nobody. That's exactly what it means. Because if you do it right, then you'd be like Buddy, who was just chilling like nothing happened. Not to say that he's not missing his family, but there's nothing you can do about that portion of it. But majority of y'all let y'all elderly, you let your mom, your dad, your aunties, your uncles, your grandparents, your great-grand, they come on this plane, they bust their ass, and yeah, they may not have caught the breaks that you got to in this stage of life, and you're probably a little bit more so-called open-minded and aware, and you let their hard work and tumultuous experience just go by the wayside. They lose their property, they lose their homes, they lose their assets, their whatever. And that's the way they came in is the way they leave. But somebody else benefited. Because the other side that they're not mentioning here after the curator is who's the curator curating for? All right. they break down the sentence. They got devise. They get into words that y'all need to look up. We're in the Florida statute. They got devisee. They break that down. Estate means the property of a decedent that is the subject of administration. Now, if y'all can overstand that, then y'all would shut the fuck up with all this house shit and, you know, trying to talk about just assets. It's not just assets. It's not just what you consider assets or what the typical Joe Schmo considers assets. It's anything that you consider to be property. And if the property is not properly passed on, guess what? It's open and subject to administration. You better pay attention. They have what is considered exempt property. So that's shit that nobody can't touch. You gotta pay attention to that stuff. Grantor, y'all should know, heirs they get into. Incapacitated, listen to these words, interested person. Now, they talk about letters right here. So letters mean authority granted by the court to the personal representative to act on behalf of the estate of the decedent. Now, here's the fucking thing. Here's the fucking thing. Here's the fucking thing. You would think that this is something that they actually control, but they don't. I'm telling you, if y'all got eyes to see, I've been laying this shit out. I don't give a fuck out how annoyed y'all are with the way I deliver this shit. If you stop listening to the way I'm saying this shit and go back and listen to the shit that I said, oh, mate. I see it clear as day when I read it. And these are things that I've exposed y'all to, but that's not my business. They say the letters also refer to what has been known as letters testamentary and letters of administration. All letters shall be designated letters of administration. Now, see this bullshit? So regardless if you are the letters testamentary, which means that you are a separate functioning office than the office of the administrator, they still want to call them letters of administration. That's not their term. That's just the quoted term. So it doesn't matter if you're testamentary, meaning died with a will, or you're not, meaning died without a will. All of them come from the authority granted by the fucking court, which they have not. Go figure. They have status in here about minor. They have personal representative. They have power of attorney. They have probate of will, which means all steps necessary to establish the validity of a will and to admit a will to probate. Stop playing with me. Probate doesn't mean that they get to dictate what happens. Probate means they issue the fucking letters granting the authority for you to go move on that person's behalf. I'm going to pause right there because they said we got 10 seconds. Hopefully that was good enough just to get y'all percolating, but it's time for y'all to start concentrating on putting y'all things in order. Peace.